Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Three Questions Vegas. Yeah, I know, it was a long time ago. Shut up. This episode starts at the end of round six and goes all the way to just before round nine, I believe. I've got lots of cool people to talk to on this episode. I talked to some listeners, a bunch of high-level judges, an angel who's walking around the premises, some people that were involved with Top Decking, a web series on YouTube, and of course, a few pros when I could find them. Hope you guys enjoy, and take it away, other past Chewy.
I'm out now, just got my third loss in round six, 3-3, started 3-0, and then good players, so now I'm out. And I'm standing here with, who are you, sir?
Mike Hardy.
And you are on Twitter.
Yes, I am mhardy1987 on Twitter.
I think that's right.
I think so too. There might be an underscore in there somewhere, but I'm pretty sure that's right.
I don't think so.
It's Batman Sushi, Aquaman Angry. That's my avatar.
I've been wondering what that was.
Yeah, they're all eating sushi and Aquaman's pissed off because they're eating sushi.
So, you just gave me some awesome stuff.
I did.
And explain to the listeners what they were.
They're perler bead pixel art. It's little plastic beads that you put on a pegboard and iron, and I did them in shapes of video game characters for Chewy and his co-host at the Manipool.
And they are really freaking sweet. Let's see. So Brian got a Golbez from Final Fantasy IV. And he got the party sprite. When Golbez, spoiler alert, Golbez joins the party at some point. So that was cool. Dirk got the Link.
Yeah, Link from
Minish Cap. That's cool. Mike got a Kirby, who is throwing up the double deuce, flipping two birds. Two middle fingers, for those of you that don't, shut up. And I told him I like Samus. So he made a Mega Man reskin to be Samus, which was awesome. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I'm going to tweet it as soon as I get a freaking signal. But now I have to ask you three questions.
I think I can handle it.
Okay, good, good. So, first question. How much of Modern Masters did you play with in its original limited environment?
In its original limited environment, I actually stopped playing around Saviors of Kamigawa and came back around late Alara Reborn, so I missed almost all of it in its original limited.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Second question, what's the most evil card in Magic?
The most evil card in Magic. It has to be the Infernal Spawn of Evil. I mean, it's a mouse with hot chocolate. It has plans.
Fair enough. And I bet they're good plans. Good and evil.
And chocolate.
And chocolatey. Alright, last question. We're in Vegas. So what has been your biggest Magic gamble ever?
Magic gamble? My biggest Magic gamble was probably, I don't know, I'm a pretty tight player. Not very good, but I play tight. Let's see.
Not good, but it's tight.
The biggest Magic gamble was, I'd have to say, something along the lines of cycling a spell on my opponent's turn to hope to hit the Terminus to wipe the board. And I, you know, something along those lines. Nothing crazy gamble, but kind of a have to stay alive gamble.
Do you remember if it worked?
Probably.
Confidence, I like it.
For the story, I'll say probably.
Even better. He tells a good story. Shut up, John. Okay. But John brought me food. I love you, John.
And then gave you his cold fries.
And I got cold fries. I had a couple while they were still warm. They were good. So thank you very much for the awesome stuff. I'm going to give these to the guys. And they're going to have the same nerdgasm I did.
Right.
Maybe a little more. Maybe a little less.
Brian will ramble some.
He's rambling right now. I can feel it. The base of my skull.
It's like your spider sense. The ramble sense.
Probably why I lost that first round that I lost. Thank you, Brian. I really wanted to lose. So, thank you very much, Mike. Thanks for listening.
No problem.
And you still playing?
No, I 1-2 drop.
Oh.
I was out 4 hours ago.
Oh, well, good luck doing whatever it is you do for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
Gambling. Events or whatever.
Right.
All right, round six is still over. I'm standing here now with Lyle Alfred.
Yep.
I remembered.
That's amazing.
And your new Spectrum on Twitter.
I am.
Damn, I'm good. Two for two. And your shoe sizes, no, I never knew that. What's your shoe size?
10?
Ha!
I don't even know.
Flip-flops. His shoe size is flip-flops. So, last time I saw you was in Charlotte.
Yes.
Where'd you finish in Charlotte?
18.
kidding.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
I knew it was high. When was that high?
It was good.
It's pretty sweet.
Trying to repeat here.
How you doing?
I'm 5-1 now. I just lost to, like, actual fairies.
Wow, like a constructed deck?
Spellstutter Sprite into Spellstutter Sprite into Latchkey Fairy into some other fairy. I don't know.
So constructed, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It was unfortunate.
Yeah, my second loss came to a guy with... I know he had at least 3 fairy mechanists in his deck. And a macabre.
Yeah.
And he had, like 6 fairies on the board when I died the last time. I was like, really? Really? Like, that's not all of them. Shut up.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you ready for 3 questions?
I guess.
Okay.
I hope
so.
Yeah,
that's close enough.
I think I'm more ready than some of the pros, because they're just like,
what?
Tribe? What's a B-list?
What's a B-list? Okay, first question. Modern Masters is a reprint.
Yes.
So,
yes.
How much of it did you play with in its original limited format?
I played in, like, the end of Kamigawa, up through Future Sight, and then I stopped and came back, like, in Scars of Meriden block somewhere. So I missed, like, a bunch of the middle of it.
Yeah.
But, so a lot of it. This is my first time playing with Cloud Goat Ranger and Feud Killer's Verdict, and that makes me so happy. They're so fun.
Yeah, the Cloud Goat Ranger especially was so brutal back in the day.
Yeah, Few Killers Verdict is probably my favorite card in the set, I think.
Nice. Alright, second question. What is the most evil card in Magic?
Most evil card in Magic. Like, storyline evil, or just, like, make your opponent want to off themselves evil?
However you want to answer.
I'm feeling like Spellstutter Sprite right now, but I know that's not for real. There's no split-second counterspell. Man, I don't know. This is a tough one. Oh, anything that says reanimate on it or bring target creature back or any of that nonsense. Yeah. I hate that crap. I killed it. I want it gone. Forever.
Fair enough. That's a good answer. I like it. Last question. We're in Vegas.
Yes.
So what has been your biggest Magic gamble ever?
My biggest Magic gamble ever? Probably... coming to this tournament, for one thing. It's a pretty big gamble.
It's a very popular answer, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't know how it's paying out. We'll see. It's 8 o'clock. We haven't started round 7 yet.
Yeah.
So 3 more rounds to go. It was running pretty smoothly, but the rounds were running late. I don't know. Anyway, besides that, I know what it was. Playing against our local Louisiana pro in the top 4 of states this year, and we were both playing Reanimator, like mirror decks, because we were working together the night before, and I knew he had Craterhoof Behemoth in his deck, but I wasn't sure if he had put it in the sideboard or left it main deck, and I did leave mine main deck. And so my option was to go all in on Craterhoof and put him to 1 with sure death on the swing back if he has Craterhoof. But so I did. I went for it. And he went to 1 and he did not have Craterhoof. He had another Thragtusk or 2, which was okay, and he probably would have survived, except by Restoration Angel my Craterhoof, and that was it.
Nice.
So, yeah. So that's probably my biggest gamble, I think. That and coming to this tournament. Because this... oh, man. Yesterday was miserable.
It really was.
That was the most evil card in Magic, was Friday of Grand Prix Vegas. And now, Saturday's going okay. It's pretty hot here. I don't know why.
I think it's because of me. You're excited.
Yeah, that's true. I am excited. I got to meet Jake earlier. I talked to Jake for, like, almost an hour between rounds.
Oh, from Planeswalkers?
From Planeswalkers.
Yeah.
Couch Pirate Jake. And I met Heather. I see you again. You remembered me. I don't know how that happened.
Whoa, you're X1?
I'm X1. I'm going
to
win out and then draft a bunch and hopefully do better than Charlotte. Or at least as well. If I place in the top 0.17% like last time, then I'm doing pretty good, I think.
Out of 4,500 people? I think you got it.
That's my goal. I just want to make money, but if I can say that I top less than 1%, the 2 large Grand Prix of all time, I think that's pretty good.
Seems good. All right, well, good luck, man.
Thank you.
Okay, so round 7 start. I'm standing here with 2 judges. Who are you?
Cassidy Melzak, L2 from Denver.
And who are you?
Martha Lufkin, L2 from Maryland.
And I have tormented you both with 3 questions before, I'm pretty sure. So, are you ready for 3 questions?
Let's do this.
All right, first question. Modern Masters is a reprint set. So, how much of it did you play with in its original limited format?
I missed most of Modern Masters. I stopped playing in Fifth Dawn and came back in Zendikar.
Yeah, you missed most of it. All right. How about you, Martha?
I've been playing continuously since Ice Age.
Continuously? Holy crap. I mean,
five.
I mean, I was playing in Ice Age up until about Weatherlight.
I started in Weatherlight.
All right, second question. What is the most evil card in Magic?
Oh, the most evil card in Magic? Right now, I think it's actually Notion Thief. Because Notion Thief, as a response to Brainstorm, much worse than a counterspell.
Seems good. I mean, evil. I mean, bad. Whatever. I agree. Oh, Martha's got her thinking cap on. She's got that pained expression. Why does this guy ask me this question?
Well, the one that's caused me the most judge angst is Test of Faith. Because I had to go back to the comp rules and look at how damage is processed.
Yeah.
We all got a lesson in comp rules damage processing today. Most of us didn't even know you process damage. The 100 block. We are all going to go home and study the 100 block today.
Man.
119.4B.
I did not know this either, but I'm not a judge, so I don't need to know. All right, last question. We're in Vegas. So what has been your biggest Magic gamble ever?
For a long time, I played 9 lands with Slivers.
Like a 30-card deck?
9 lands. It was Llanowar Elf, Finhorn Elf, 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 Conspiracy Slivers. And then they went in front of Gemhide and Hivestone and ruined all my fun.
Just ruined your fun. No fun at all. Lord. How about you, Martha? Those bastards with the Hivestone.
you took my deck idea. You've been watching me since Prophecy.
I love you guys.
Well, this wasn't really a gamble, but it was a deck idea that turned out, you know, not to work really. But for a while, Saraya the Falconer was my favorite card.
Dude, I love Saraya back in the day. When they made her say birds, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Speaking of gambling, my modern deck is Krark's Thumb, Hall of Mirrors. For Krark's Thumbs, it's a lot of coin flips.
I just urge to punch you now. But you're in the Judge Black, so I won't do that. Take your name tag off for me. All right, then. So things seem to have calmed down to a not insane thing anymore. You guys doing all right today?
Doing pretty good.
Is this the fourth question?
What? No, this is just me being nice, being friendly. Just for that, I retract that question. And you guys have a good day the rest of the day. The rest of the weekend.
Enjoying Vegas.
Yeah. So I'm standing here with Chris Richter. Who are you, sir?
I am the head judge of Split 4. No, 3. Split 3, the red split.
And you're a level
4.
Because over half of the level 4s in the world are here?
No. Over half of level 5s are here. Oh. A third of the level 4s are here.
Oh, okay. I'm bad at math. High level something.
Whatever. Yeah, that's
generally... You get above 3, it starts to get ridiculous.
That's generally what we call the 4s and 5s are just high-level judges, and it's
exactly.
It blurs.
Fair enough. All right, are you ready for 3 questions?
So fire away.
All right, first question. Modern Masters is a reprint set, so how much of it did you play with in its original limited format?
I mean, all of these sets?
Yeah.
A ton. I drafted a lot of this.
Sweet.
I draft a lot. I haven't as much in the last couple of years, but, you know, we're talking, the new card face up to Alara. I drafted a lot of these sets.
All right.
So almost all of the cards I know from playing with as basically drafts, so.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Second question. What is the most evil card in Magic?
Most evil card in Magic? Oh, that's a really tough question. I mean, whatever is an unfun card is an evil card. That can, unfun can go one way or another if I play, you know, land destruction. I don't know if I have an answer for that one. I don't have one evil card. Or not like the most evil card. I probably come up with a whole bunch. But anything that's unfun.
Fair enough. I'll accept that.
All right.
Just for you. Because you're busy. You got stuff to do. Last question. Mm-hmm. We're in Vegas. So what has been your biggest Magic gamble ever?
My biggest Magic gamble? I mean, I don't gamble.
Not like betting, but something that had, you know, high risk, high payoff.
High risk, high payoff in Magic? Probably just, you know, doing the stuff I do in the judge program. You know, accepting, saying, yeah, I'll be a level 4. In order to become a level 4, I was previously the RC for the Midwest. And part of the deal was I would let that go to other people and I would move on and do some other things. And that was kind of tough because I really like my region and I still help out RCing as much as I can. But that's probably my biggest gamble because, frankly, it's paid off. I really enjoy it.
Sweet. So, biggest Magic event ever, again.
Yeah, correct.
By a ridiculous amount. How's it going? Everything going well?
It's going pretty much as well as can be expected. One of the biggest things slowing us down is we don't have a lot of room for pairings boards, and so getting people to them in a way, it's moving bodies. It's is really slowing us down by a good 5-6 minutes around.
You guys putting them on the internet was beautiful.
Yeah, it's a new thing that hopefully we're going to be pushing more and more for all events.
I hope so.
With obviously Charlotte and others, it's become a necessity.
Sweet. All right. Well, you guys are doing a good job, as far as I can tell. So,
as far as we can tell as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you very much,
man. Right, no problem.
I'm now standing here with, who are you, sir?
My name is Jason Lemahue. People in the judge program or Magic World know me as Lems, typically.
Okay. And you're a what?
A level 5 judge, and I'm a head judge of the blue split here today.
You might be my first level 5 ever on this.
Okay, cool.
Maybe. What's Saban?
3.
Sagan's a 3?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's Silva?
4 now.
4, oh, well, it might be, you might be my first.
All right, cool.
Awesome. So, you got time for 3 questions?
I believe I do, but I will have to cut you short if an appeal or something else comes
up.
Yes.
All right, first question. So Modern Masters is a reprint set. How much of it did you play with in its original limited environment?
Just an utter tons, actually. That was probably the time period I played the most. I actually played on Pro Tour Kobe, which was Time Spiral limited.
Yep.
So, I mean, all the Thalid stuff, so many of these cards are from Time Spiral. So that, that and then Lore One immediately following, I believe, right? So those were some of the years that I played the most. So I've just played a ton with these cards, so it's great to see them again.
All right, second question. What's the most evil card in Magic?
The most evil card in Magic is... My answer probably won't be that. Maybe it'll be common. I would probably say Armageddon. Just because it is such a big effect that destroys such a basic core resource of the game, and it doesn't let people play cards, and it really just completely changes the game for so cheap, and in the main fact is that it destroys the basic resource. The game is designed around these 5 basic lands, and when those just get massively blown out, it's really just unfun, for me anyway. I know that's a very personal belief, but...
Would you believe that's the first Armageddon I've heard for this question? Which amazes me now that you've said it. I didn't even think of it.
Because it's so easy to build around and make your deck so much better in the situation. And like the Magic Online cube drafts and stuff, Armageddon is just such a ridiculous card in there. Yeah. Yeah.
It's brutal. All right, so last question. We're in Vegas. So what has been your biggest Magic gamble ever?
That's an interesting question. I would probably say, now it's kind of a non-answer, probably, but one of the reasons that I do the judging more than the playing is because I'm such an anti-gambler. I don't bet my friends a dollar over stuff. I seriously don't do any of it. So, and one of the things that I love about judging is, I know what things are going to go like. I'm not going to lose money. I have a very good idea. I can plan for everything. I'm not going to get mana screwed. I don't have to take those kinds of crazy risks, you know? Like, it's a very consistent way for me to enjoy so much Magic all over the world. So not being a gamble is actually one thing that I found a way to enjoy Magic in a way that is very not gambling.
Well, that is quite possibly the best non-answer I've ever heard.
Oh, thanks.
All right, well... As Chris just said, this is running about as smoothly as could possibly be.
Thanks.
And I appreciate it. Everyone was terrified that Friday was kind of bad.
Friday, yeah. We actually got in pretty late Friday night, and we were following the social media, and we're like, blah, I don't want to walk into there.
But anybody who's going to complain about how today's running is just a jerk, because this is 4,500 people. This is really good.
I like to think so. I think we're doing just fine.
Yeah. So thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you for keeping this thing running.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for coming.
Take it easy, man.
You too.
Okay, so I'm now standing here next to the register for Grand Prix. What does it say? Albuquerque?
Yep.
You guys trying to get a jump on the record? Yeah, don't lie.
I mean...
And who?
We're mostly just here to hang out with Glenn.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I don't know Glenn, but he seems like a cool guy. So
hang out with him on Twitter.
So who are you?
I'm Liz. I'm Joyra Artificer on Twitter.
So anyone who's on Twitter should know who you are, because I know who you are from Twitter.
Probably people know who I am.
Yeah, yeah. So who are you?
I'm Nathan Next3 on Twitter.
Pretty sure you're in the same boat.
I don't know. I think I'm less well known on Twitter than Liz is, but
Liz is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you guys ready for three questions?
Sure.
Yep. All right. Was that a no?
No, it was a yes.
Okay.
I said yep.
It's a no. Even though it's true. Nobody's ever ready for three questions. All right, first question. Modern Masters is a reprint set.
Yes.
So how much of it did you play with in its original limited format?
I started playing right before Scars, but I have gone back and drafted every single set that's in this except Mirrodin.
Yeah, just skip that one. Yeah.
Well, I drafted a combined Mirrodin and Scars, like hybrid format. That's not quite the same, but I've drafted all the other ones.
Okay. How about you?
I stopped playing in the middle of the original Ravnica block, mm-hmm. so I drafted Mirrodin and Kamigawa block a little bit, but not seriously. Since then, I've drafted the blocks with Liz since coming back to the game, but I didn't draft most of them when they were out originally.
Cool. All right, second question. What's the most evil card in Magic?
Infernal Spawn of Evil.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Evil Twin?
Could be. Gosh, now I'm trying to think. Well, I mean, so the most evil person in Magic is Yawgmoth, but Yawgmoth doesn't have a card.
Nicol Bolas Planeswalker?
Nicol Bolas Planeswalker, let's go with that.
I like it. He's evil in various ways. Flavor, card itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been hit with his Limit Break? It is the worst thing ever.
I think once.
I'm pretty sure I just scooped before that ever happens.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I think I was at 6, so yeah. All right, last question. We're in Vegas, so I'm asking, what has been your biggest magic gamble ever? Not like gambling. You know.
Sure.
Biggest magic gamble.
Yeah.
Like
I have kept
play
some
type?
Extremely sketchy hands, but I don't know any of off the top of my head. I think I've kept hands that are like, you need to draw, you know, the right three lands in sequence in order to win. And occasionally I've gotten there off those hands.
Probably been when I mulled a 4 and it's like all spells. I'm just like, well, let's see if I get there. Sometimes I do. I did once.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. Follow these people on Twitter and hurry up. And thanks a lot, you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So round 7 is
seven.
Over. And I'm sitting here with, who are you, sir?
I am Roberto Gonzalez.
And you're still rocking the bow tie.
I try to rock the bow tie as much as possible. There's no sense in coming to a Magic tournament and looking disgusting. I mean, there's plenty of people got that already. So I was trying to open a different avenue for myself. You know, try to look a little nice.
I'll take no offense to that.
I was only directed at you. That's it.
Oh, so. Okay, good, good. I am disgusting, just for the record. Okay, so, you ready for three questions?
I am ready for three questions.
All right, first question. Modern Masters is a reprint set.
Yes.
So, how much of it did you play with in its original limited formats?
I have played every format of Magic that has existed. So, I have played all of these cards. I've played Lorwyn. I've played all of them in PTQs, Sealed, Magic, I mean, everywhere. So I'm pretty familiar with all these cards.
It's good.
It
helps.
It does. I mean, it's for a lot of people, this is new to them. You know, the format's new, the interactions are new, and they basically have a learning curve to some of the things you're going to see in some of the board states. But, I mean, for a lot of us who've been playing for a long time, we know what is going to happen. We know the Rebel Chains. We know what stuff's going to happen. We know just how good Blinding Beam is. You know, those are the kind of things that it takes time.
And it's why Blinding Beam is actually the main of my
It's the best. It's the best.
Yeah. So, second question. What's the most evil card in Magic?
The most evil card in Magic. I think the most evil card in Magic that comes off the top of my head is Choke. I love Islands. I can't tell you my affinity for Islands. And the idea of a card that tells my Islands that they don't get to work, it's between Choke and Boil. See, because Choke, the reason Choke is worse than Boil is Boil destroys them so you don't have to see them. Choke sits them there, and then I have to look at them just paralyzed, innocent Islands, just getting molested by this Choke. And that doesn't sit good
with
me. It's the worst.
It pours salt in the wound.
Exactly. Yeah. Poor Islands. What did they ever do to anybody except cast Force of Will and Jace the Mind Sculptor?
Both of which are answers I've heard from most people.
Right.
All right, last question. We're in Vegas.
Yep.
So, what has been your biggest magic gamble ever?
My biggest magic gamble ever? My biggest magic gamble ever, probably, which ended up being very good, the night before there was a, the PTQ in Mississippi that I ended up getting a special invite because of. I was not going to go. I asked my wife. She said, hey, if you don't want to go, don't go. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to go. It's $500 for the plane ticket, the hotel, and everything. And 3 hours before midnight, I just had a spur of the moment, just decided to gamble $500 to go to this PTQ, and ended up going to the PTQ, ended up getting second because I got DQ'd because the judge is stupid, and ended up getting a special invite, turned the special invite to a ninth place at the Pro Tour, and turned that into a bunch of other stuff and a bunch of other opportunities to continue to play Magic and make money doing it. So that was probably the biggest gamble of time, money, effort, and everything like that. And then I also sold, like, every single standard card I owned to be able to go to, like, 3 or 4 different GPs, and that ended up working well, too. Ended up getting all the cards back. So, you know, Magic is a game of gambles. You know, you're going to try to play the right lines, you know, and I felt like, you know, getting better, you know, is where you really want to be at. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So you have to play against the best players.
That explains me. Okay.
Yep.
That's so I'm disgusting and I'm getting worse. See if I interview you.
Yeah, that'll teach you. Get prettier.
I'll shave next.
That's right.
Actually, when I shave. All right. Well, so you still alive?
I am X2. I just lost to game three, getting stuck on white, and a bunch of Ephemerons and Dragons and so on and so forth. So
it's brutal.
And it's more brutal that it was the Glenn and Lenja Archmage that that killed me in game two and game three. I had a Blinding Beam in hand, couldn't use it. So it is what it is. I got to win 2 more, and we'll be there.
Well, if anyone can.
I think so. We're good.
Sweet. Well, thank you very much,
thank
sir.
Thank you. Always.
All right, so I'm now standing here with the Canadian... we need to find you a name. What do you think? The Canadian...
Miracle Man?
Yeah, that works, yeah. Alex Hain, how you doing?
Good, good.
You still playing?
Yeah, I'm X1.
X1? Sweet, sweet. Have time for 3 questions?
Sure.
Excellent. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set. So how much of it did you play with in its original limited environment?
Most of it. I started playing really around Ravnica, original Ravnica. Mm-hmm. So I played with, like, in Standard, there were Kamigawa cards, they're not the limited ones. Like, I played with Kodama's Reach, and I played with all the cards after that. So it's really just the Kamigawa, like, limited powerhouses and the Mirrodin block stuff that I haven't really played with.
Sweet. So you never got to experience the Dampened Thought Arcane deck?
No, not until... until now.
It was a beautiful thing to watch. Second question, what's the most evil card in Magic?
Most evil card in Magic. It's got to be Basic Swamp, right? Makes a little skull when you tap it.
It's a concentrated evil.
Yeah.
I like that. It's the first one I've heard. Lots of people said Island, though. I don't get it.
No, that's not true. Island's serene. Serene.
Yeah. We won't mention, you know, tsunamis. last question. We're in Vegas. So what is your biggest Magic-related gamble ever?
Magic-related gamble? Well, I mean, in GP San Jose, when we were, it was Team Sealed, and one of our matches went down, which was the third match, it was 1-1, and the other one came down as game 3 to a Tavern Swindler. If we won the flip, we won the match, and we're still alive for day 2. If we lost the flip, we were out of day 2.
Wow.
And we won the flip, so.
Nice.
So sweet.
Huh.
I'm good at winning coin flips.
I have no response to that.
All right.
Well, thank you very much, Hayne. Good luck to you.
My pleasure. You too.
All right, it's still round 7, I think, here at GP Vegas. I'm over here at the booths, and I'm standing here with, who are you, sir?
My name is Sam Kellett, and I'm a writer of Top Decking.
And what is Top Decking?
Top Decking is a Magic the Gathering web series, and I think it's pretty funny. We got 1 season out right now. We're working on funding for season 2. It's going to get crazier. There's magic cards, zombies, vampires, all sorts of wackiness going about.
It's true.
It's true.
I watched the first season at the urging of several listeners. They were like, hey, you got to watch the show. I'm like, okay. So I went, found it, watched it. It was very funny. I was sad to see that the second season hadn't started yet, but I hear you're working on it. So
well, thank you. Yes, we are. We're working on it now. The first Kickstarter didn't go through, but we're about to do another crowdfunding campaign in a couple weeks, taking donations here at the convention. So hopefully something will come up.
Do you have time for 3 questions?
I do.
Excellent. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set. So how much of it did you play with in its original limited formats?
You know, I'll tell you, I used to play Magic back in the 4th grade was my big, that was my main time. And then when I started writing Top Decking, I got back into it. So I mostly have been playing EDH. And I know I have some staples in there, but I'm not sure specifically which Modern Masters reprints I've been using.
Fair enough. Next question, what's the most evil card in Magic?
Most evil card in Magic. Interesting. I'm going to go with, now can I give you a combo card? Because I would say Tooth and Nail, because you can use it to plop down something like Machias Triskelion, which is just a cheap little combo. And that one, I use it in my Damia EDH deck, and it's mean.
All right, last question. We're in Vegas. So what has been your biggest Magic-related gamble?
Biggest Magic-related... Ooh, interesting question. Magic-related gamble right now is probably putting a Jace the Mind Sculptor in a game and having people flip over cards to win it.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
So explain what you mean for the people that aren't here.
Basically, what we're doing is we have five piles of Magic cards here stacked really high in the beginning. Now they're getting lower. People get to flip over a card, top-decking it like the show, windmill slam it down, and they win that card and can win show memorabilia like an iPad, custom-made Planeswalkers, which are little legs drawn on a planes card, and they walk if you make them, and a bunch of other great prizes.
Sweet. All right, so look up Top Decking on YouTube.
Top Decking. We're on YouTube, and we're on webisodesnetwork.com.
I think their YouTube channel is where I watched it in the first place.
Yep.
Yeah. So everyone go check that out. It really is funny, and thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much.
Good luck getting the second season running.
Thank you so much.
So I'm now standing here with, who are you, sir?
I'm Brendan Weinhold. I play Eric on Top Decking.
Now, for those of you that are also bad with names, he's the guy with the beard that runs the shop.
That's right.
Okay. Like he just said, second season's coming up soon.
We're very excited. We're running, I'm sure he told you all about the crowdfunding campaign that we have going on, that we're going to set up via Webisodes Network. So go check it out.
So you ready for three questions?
I'm ready for three questions.
Excellent. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set. So how much of it did you play with in its original limited format?
I played a lot of Lorwyn when Lorwyn came out. So I was really excited to see all of the Lorwyn. I haven't played Modern Masters actually yet. I'm not participating in the Grand Prix, so I haven't gotten my hands on the cards. But from what's been spoiled... But from what's been spoiled... Or not spoiled, I mean, it's all released now, but what I know of it, I was really excited to see all the Lorwyn cards. And Shards of Alara, another, I'm a big fan of Shards of Alara too.
Yeah. Alright, second question. What's the most evil card in Magic?
Nicol Bolas. Clearly Nicol Bolas.
Alright, last question. We're in Vegas.
Yes, we are.
So what has been your biggest Magic-related gamble?
My biggest Magic-related gamble? Well, as you know, the top decking people are giving away a Jace the Mind Sculptor. Oh, over the course of my life, my biggest Magic the gamble, is that a question? Well, I don't know if it was a big gamble so much as I was a kid, and I was really excited about the cards that this guy had, and he was happy to trade them to me for the cards that I had, and, you know.
I'm guessing you got screwed.
I was like 10.
I'm guessing it was pretty hard, if you remember it this bad.
It was. I don't remember specifically what it was. I think it involved a Juggernaut at some point. And 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, I don't know, however many years ago I was a kid.
You get above six, it's something.
Yeah. A million years ago, it made me very sad.
Well, you guys, working on the second season.
Yes.
I can't wait. I enjoyed the first one. It was very funny. PA system.
Yeah, it's
so
loud. It's the loudest thing in the world.
Lots of people today have been referring to it as the voice of God.
Yes.
Because it gets at the base of your skull. Well, good luck getting your second season up and running.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait. So all day long here at GP Vegas, I've seen an angel walking around. Who are you?
I'm the Restoration Angel.
Obviously.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to get, isn't it? Yes. Okay. So do you have time for three questions?
Absolutely.
Excellent. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set. So how much of it did you play with back in the day?
None of it, because I've only been playing for a year. But I practiced for quite a bit.
Sweet. All right, second question. What's the most evil card in Magic?
Ooh. Well, currently I only play Standard. So the card that's hardest for my mid-range deck to deal with is probably the Orzhov. But most evil... Probably that one where you have to, I don't know the name of it, but where you have to, it's an old card, you have to play it, when you play it, you have to stop where you're at, start a new game, you know what I'm talking about? That one. That's evil. Let's just make games that go on forever.
I'm actually surprised you're the first person that said that today.
Great. Original. I like it.
I like it. Last question. You're in Vegas?
Yes.
So what has been your biggest Magic-related gamble ever?
My... biggest Magic-related gamble, I guess probably just coming here. I've only played for a year or so, but gamble always works well when it's Modern Masters.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
I've heard of several people that opened ridiculous enough pools to just go home.
I only got a foil Kitchen Finks, but I'll take it.
It's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah.
I got a foil Sand Sower. Yeah, you win. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Are you going to be anything tomorrow?
No, if I come, I'll just be myself.
Okay. So if I ask you for 3 questions tomorrow, I'm sorry I didn't recognize you without the wings. So yeah. That was Restoration Angel, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, so I'm now standing here with Jeff Morrow. Let's see, you were the head judge in Charleston.
Charleston, yep.
And you were the head judge in, were you the head judge in Pittsburgh?
I was main one, but there were two others helping
me. Okay, so I've bothered you before.
Yep.
Excellent, excellent. So, you ready for 3 questions?
Go ahead.
Excellent. Wait, you're an L3?
Four. Level 4 from Oakland, 16. California.
All right, first question. Modern Masters is a reprint set. So how much of it did you play with back in the day in its original limited format?
Oh, that's a good question. A little bit. I stopped playing mostly around Mirrodin, and around then I became a judge. I've played less now, so some of the older stuff, yes, but a lot of this stuff, no. It's either before or after my time.
Sweet. So you're old school, but not that part of old school.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
All right, second question. What's the most evil card in Magic? And you're a judge, so this should be a good one.
The most evil card in Magic. Chains of Mephistopheles.
Ooh. Okay, sorry. Made my skin crawl. It's bad. All right, last question. We're in Vegas.
Yep.
So what has been your biggest Magic-related gamble ever?
Magic-related gamble?
Yeah.
Let's see. That would have to be deciding to certify as a judge the day after, like, splitting in the finals of a GPT. So pretty much the only time I ever did well at a Magic tournament, I decided to certify the next day. So it was a gamble, but I think it was the right choice.
I mean, I think you're doing a good job. So.
Thanks.
I've been to 3 of your GPs. You know how many GPs I've been to? 4.
Nice.
So, yeah, you're doing a fabulous job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, so how's this going? It seems to have calmed down.
Going pretty well. You know, we're a little sort of slower than we would have liked, but honestly, the fact that the place isn't on fire after a 4,500 player day one is we're doing pretty well.
I agree. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you much, man.
No problem.
So I'm now standing here with Toby Elliott. You're the actual head judge today, right?
I am the first head judge, yes.
Okay. And who are you, sir? You're a level something?
I'm a level 5 judge from Los Altos, California.
Nice. You are, I think, my second level 5 ever for the 3 questions. Lems was the first.
Oh, dear. Such a high barrier to live up to.
So, like, you're Toby Elliott. Like, everyone knows Toby Elliott. I've never actually seen you, though.
That's
so
alarming.
Well, you know, didn't you do a couple episodes of Judge Cast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I apologize for that. So, I'm going to ask you 3 questions now. You ready?
Yep.
That was not one of them. First question, Modern Masters is a reprint set. How much of it did you play with back in their original incarnation?
All of it. I have probably played every single card in the set at one point or another. Oh, except Bridge from Below. Every card that is draftable, I have played.
That's every card except Bridge from Below, yeah. All right. Second question, what's the most evil card in Magic?
The most evil card in Magic? Infernal Spawn of Evil.
Somehow I knew. But it's so cute.
It is so cute. It's evil cute.
What makes it evil? Last question, we're in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So what has been your biggest Magic-related gamble ever?
Biggest Magic-related gamble ever. My biggest Magic-related gamble ever was saying, hey guys, I have nothing else to do this summer. Want to make me a judge? Worked out okay.
That is actually better than Jeff Morrow's. Even though it's the same answer, we have to give it to him. All right, well, I have to say, given the sheer size and volume and density and nonsense of this is running quite possibly smoother than anyone expected.
I can live with that.
Especially after the misery that was yesterday.
But the tournament itself is going beautifully, so thank you guys very much for all of that.
Have you had fun?
Yeah, I finally scrubbed out, finally, so I can do this more.
Well, as long as you had fun, we're happy.
Oh yeah, I love it. So, thank you much, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, so round, I don't even know, eight?
Eight.
Eight is currently running. I'm standing here with Sam Black. How you doing?
Great.
You still playing? Still
yeah.
Good?
Yeah. 8-0.
8-0?
Yeah.
All right. So, I guess you're good. So, you have time for three questions?
Yes.
Excellent. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set.
Yes.
How much of it did you play with in its original?
All of it.
Formats?
A lot.
All of it a lot?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Second question. What's the most evil card in Magic?
The most evil?
Evil. I ask the important questions.
Jovial evil?
I'll accept that.
Evil presence?
Yeah, I've heard that one. No.
I think Jovial is a little... Jovial is more my kind of evil than evil presence. Let's see, what other options are there? Good evil cards? No, I'm good with Jovial evil.
I don't even remember what Jovial evil does.
Two damage to each white creature and player who controls a white creature,
Oh, and it's got the grinning guy with the horn. Yeah. Okay.
Black two.
Yeah. All right, last question. We're in Vegas.
Yes.
So what has been your biggest Magic-related gamble?
What do you mean by a gamble?
You know, something that was a gamble. High risk, high payoff?
Well, I mean, like, does playing a match count?
Just any match?
So you're... Like, are you talking about, like, a play that was risky?
Something like that. Everyone's got a story.
I believe that everyone has a story. I don't... You know, that I have a great answer to this one.
And Sam Black goes into the tank.
You get to edit this thing. I can wait
totally.
Not giving you dead air.
I've actually gotten quite good at cutting out all the...
Yeah, I have to do a lot of that on my videos. Just like when my opponent's doing whatever and I have to go through and like, yep, let's not wait 5 minutes for my opponent to take an action.
I'm not trying to decide between things. I'm thinking of anything that counts as an answer.
Fair enough.
I'm not a gambling man.
go for the sure thing.
Playing... the Goblin deck that I played at the Winnicar event at Worlds in 2006?
2000X?
2006. I'm pretty sure it was 2006. The year that I won the car at Worlds. That was the year that, Patrick Chapin and Gabriel Nassif played the Storm Mirror in the top 8 of Worlds. And, this was the, like, that Sunday. So, we already knew the top 8. And I had a bunch of very good players, especially Bob Maher, telling me, yeah, this Dragonstorm deck is just insane. Like, it just broke it. Like, play that. And rather than putting that together, I put together a Goblins deck that I had played at States that played, like, Marsh Flitter and Mudbutton Torch Runner and Bogart Shenanigans and a bunch of other cards that most listeners have never heard of. Because
those
they're
Modern Masters, so they're at least vaguely aware.
Yes. Marsh Flitter is. Anyway, those cards are bad. No other Constructed deck has ever played most of them. I just decided to play my deck instead of the deck that was crushing Worlds and won the tournament.
And yet you won away. Okay. That's just a good story. See, I told you everybody has a story. Well, good luck finishing off undefeated.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. So, I walked away from Sam Black because he's kind of scary. And I came upon Melissa Tatora, and I heard you saying that you made it to day two?
Yes, I made it to day two. I'm 8-0, so I'm going to try and go for the full 9-0.
Nice. What's your deck look like? Anything good?
Yeah, it's like all good creatures, zero removal spells. I have two dragons, two kitchen sinks, every Thalid ever, a blinding beam, and one bound in silence. It's been working pretty well. I didn't even need removal yet.
Nice. All right, well, are you ready for three questions?
Yes, I am.
All right, first question. Modern Masters is a reprint set. So how much of it did you play with in its original limited environment?
I played all of it. I have played every limited format of Modern Masters.
Nice. You've been playing forever then?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. Second question. What's the most evil card in Magic?
Evil? Whoa. I think it's that, like, guy from Unglued. He's like a mouse or something. You know what that guy is?
The Infernal Spawn of Evil?
Yeah, him. He's pretty evil. Even has evil in the name.
He's got Coco. All right. Last question. We're in Vegas. So what has been your biggest Magic-related gamble?
Magic-related gamble?
Yeah.
I don't do Magic-related gamble.
No, not like betting. But like,
oh.
something high risk, high payoff. Gamble.
I guess I came here. Is that a gamble?
That's a perfectly acceptable answer. I've actually gotten it several times.
It is a gamble. I mean, like, I flew all the way here to play in a 4,500 person GP. That's kind of a gamble.
Kind of a gamble. Sweet. Well, it looks like it's paying off.
So far. We have a long way to go.
True. Well, good luck to you in the rest of the tournament. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And there you have it. I hope you guys enjoyed that. This one was a lot of fun. Next episode is going to be great. I've already done some editing on those. I've got some huge names coming up, including LSB, BDM, CCAT, throwing some other shortened initial type things. Maybe. I haven't listened that far. The next episode, due to my poor planning, is going to cover the end of Saturday and the beginning of Sunday, where we all went home, slept, presumably, came back. There might be some hangovers. There might not. It's hard to tell. So stay tuned. It'll be up soon. Thank you all very much for listening. And go play some Magic.